embarks upon one of the most tragic experiences of Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, we're still crying about Ad HaYom HaZeh, a chait that had tremendous impact on us. But the Gemara says that we made a lot of progress from the chait of Eitz Hadas, the Gemara in Shabbos, and of Gimel around. Gemara says we made a lot of progress from Chet of Eitz Hadas, where we mamish destroyed everything. And then Gemara says it was Nichnas Zumasan Shal Nachash, the influence of the Nachash, the spell of the Nachash, took over our whole character, our whole essence, our whole being. And then the Gemara says, slowly, slowly, as the generations existed, Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom returned and the relationship was restored. And until completely it reverted back to when? Mountain Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Gemara says this. Gemara says that Kabbalah Satorah, Paska Zumasa. Mamish, we were flying high like a Bechina of what? Of Koydim Amin Arsi, of Koydim Chedav Eitz Hadas. And then what happened? Rebbeinu said, what sent it back? In the backwards trajectory, square one. This week's parsha, Eitz. Amish back to square one. You see, there's a shaychus between the chait of Eitz Hadas and the chait of Egel, and Klal Yisrael went reverted back to the chait of Adam Arishon and Chava in the existence of man. But Baruch Hashem, in this week's parsha, there was also a rectification process. There was also the tshuva. It was also the Yud Gimel Midos Harachnet. It was also the second chance. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to wipe up Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lecheini Nami Sifrecha, if you're going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, so then I don't want to be mentioned in this entire Torah. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his plea. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, let's get the second set of luchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Sol lecha shnei luchai sabris. Rashi tells us this was not a phrase that was said by the Luchos Rishonis. Sol lecha shnei luchai sabris. Does anyone remember what Rashi says over here? I'm sol lecha. You got to make the investment. You got to pay for the money. You were the one who destroyed the Luchos Rishonis. You were the one who broke the shtar, who ripped up the shtar. So now, salucha, now from your own cash, from your own money, you're going to engrave and you're going to make this new set of luchos. Where is this? And then once Moshe Rabbeinu goes off with the luchos, as he's going salucha, taking his own block, his own even to create, to inscribe the new luchos habris, that's where the whole conversation and the whole kapara ensues, part and parcel of Matan Torah, of luchos hashnios, of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim and the Kapara ultimately from the Chet HaEgel. It's not that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper us and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, now I'm going to go up with the luchos, but rather the way it's presented in the Torah, you look carefully. The way, what? Beginning of Chamishi. Chamishi Shkayach. Yeah. So we usually assume that this is exactly the same process, but it's not. That whole idea of psalucha is because you, Rashi says, psalucha, you, ata shibarta rishonas, ata psalucha acharas. And then Moshe Rabbeinu will be there, and then, vayered Hashem, non vayisa zeiv Moshe vayikra b'shem Hashem, vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra, Hashem al rachon echanun. So that was all we often don't think about this, but it's important to keep in mind the whole tshuva process, the whole Yugri Mimul Dizarachmim was in the context of what? Of Ksivas Luchos Shneis. Of Psalachol Shnei Luchos Habris. It was all through Kabbalah Satayr. Through Matan Torah was the Iker Kapor. Everybody said, how do we understand this tshuva? How do we understand this chait? You know, all the mafarshim try to understand and relate to this chait ha'egel, and how does it relate to us, bizman hazeh? So I'd like to share the following idea, everybody said I was thinking about. And it was based off of a few conversations that I had this week. And I want to share with you a diyuk from a few gedolim. This diyuk is made by the Ishbitzer. It's also made by the Rishner and by the Rebbe Mikashmir. But the Vart is the Rishner's Vart. Listen to the following Vart. It's shock. When you look at the Aseres HaDibros, there's a phrase that's identical. And if you had no idea how to punctuate the line, it's striking. And it's the exact same phrase that's said twice in the Torah with the exact same letters. When the Torah introduces to us in Parshas Yisro, the Isser at the Aseres HaDibros to create Avodah Zarah. Does anyone know the Lashon of the Pasuk? Lo sase lecha
pesach
lo sase lecha pesach. I want to focus on those two words. Take the lo sase out and focus on the next two words. Lecha pesach. Lamed chaf. Next word, hey, samech lam. Lecha pesach. And yet, the Torah in the rectification. In the aftermath of what? The Asiyas HaPesel that was the biggest downfall in Klal Yisrael's history. How they could create an egel and say, Eilu Elokecha Yisrael, is mind-boggling. How we stooped from a maimed of Matan Torah where we made all the progress possible in the history of the world. Poskazu, Mos, and Shal Nachash. We left the world of the aftermath of Chet of Eitz Hadas. And yet what? Then we suddenly are making an edifice, an idol, or violating Leisas HaLechotes. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is convinced that we should now be zeiche to the process of a renewal and to create a second seket of luchos. And that will initiate the full kapara of the Yugim Midas HaRachmim. How does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam introduce the luchos Hashmias Rabbi Sai? With what words? Moshe, psal lecha. Hello, Dov. Rabbi Mikashmir was once sitting at a dish, and the oilum, all the koilal yungalite, they were all sitting with their cups waiting to fill, and the saramashkim came and he was pouring, and he said he was watching the guy pour. So usually you pour all the cups, but this guy said, you know what, I'm going to pour my cup to make sure that I have, and then I'm going to pour everything else. So the Rebbe said this part, and the Rishner said the exact same part. The Rebbe said, you know, you could have the same phrase and it could be referring on one hand to the Luchos HaBris, but on the other hand, it could be referring to the Chet of Avodah Zarah, to the lowest point that Klal Yisrael hit. It could be the highest point, Kabbalah HaTorah, Maimed HaSinai, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, Psal Lecha, Or it could be loisasa lechopes. The same phrase. What does it depend on? What's the nekuda? It's up to Rebbe. It all depends on what? Where do you put the lecha? Is the lecha first? It's mamela what? It's avodazar. It leads you on a path focused on my selfish interests, on my own needs, on myself, on my ego. Very self-centered. So then the Rabban Shalom's not really in the picture. The Rabban Shalom's not really my focus. My target is not really on the Eibishter. That could lead to the most horrific existence. Over when a person says, no, I have a different trajectory, I have a different approach, I have a different target. I have a different mahalach hachayim. I'm not here to serve myself. I'm not here to just serve my ego. I'm not here to look good. I'm not here to just gain wealth. I'm not here for what's in it for me. I don't wake up in the morning to daven as an ATM machine and to say to Rabbanu Shalom, you pay me. You drop off a package when I need it. You work for me. It's not loisasa lecha first. It's psal. Psal lecha. Lecha comes second. Zok the Rebbe. You could have an existence that could be the highest of the high. You could have an existence that is the high, the tipping point, the Klal Yisrael, the highest of what? Of Maimed Har Sinai? Because who? What's driving you? What's your impetus? What is the reason you wake up in the morning? Why are you here? That's the nekuda. Marav Raboisai, I don't think it's random that is now correlating to the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Because that's exactly what happened in the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Chet of Eitz Hadas, the man rationalized and said, but I need this for me. I need this for my own control, for my own das, for my own ability to navigate without the Rabbanu Sholem on my radar, without the Rabbanu Sholem coming first. And that memela was the Zumas and Shal Nachash that sent the existence of man onto a downwards trajectory. Until we slowly, slowly, through Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, started allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the world, back to be Mashre Shechina into this world, like the Medrash says, through the generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately hit Maimid Har Sinai, that is Hashras HaShechina, came back to a level of Kodem Chet Har Eitz Hadas. But what happened? We now became self-centered. We focused on our lecha. Rabbi said there's a gevaldik of vart from the Baal Shem Tov. It's in Perek Hei of Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael the history of Maimid Har Sinai. And he says, "Ponim b'ponim diber Hashem imochem b'v'ar b'teich ha'ish." We were face to face with the Bar Yoyim, Rabbi Yisai. We had an existence of what? What was our focus? The Rabbi Yisholim was in our face. The Rabbi Yisholim was clear. You were able to speak to the Bar Yoyim. But what happened? Anoichi Yoyimei ben Hashem u'beinechem b'yisai. Lahagin lohem lochem es dvar Hashem ki yireisem mipnei ha'ish v'lo alisem b'har le'mor. But then Klal Yisrael said, no. After the first two dibros, what did Klal Yisrael say, Rabbi Yisai? What did Klal Yisrael say? Moshe Rabbeinu, you be the recipient. Moshe Rabbeinu, you be the interpreter. We can't take this ponim b'ponim. Okay? That's the pashup shot, and then the Torah goes into the Aseres HaDibros. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling you? You had a life that the Rabbeinu Shalom was in your face, ponim b'ponim. And you decided, I can't live like that. I need to have my own separate existence. I need to have myself outside of the purview of Hashem of Pana B'fan. Listen to this word of the Baal Shem Tov. Zok the Baal Shem Tov, Anoichi Oymed Ben Hashem Ben Echem. Poshup Shat, the Posuk means the Moshe Rabbeinu took her on the roll and he said, I'll be the intermediary. because you can't handle this, I'll be the intermediary. Zokt the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, no! Moshe Rabbeinu was giving such a Musher Shmus to Klal Yisrael. Do you realize what happened? This was before Cheder Eitz Hadaat, Cheder Egel. What happened over here? Anoichi Oimed Beini Uveinechem. Person wants to know, what is the root? Why is it that I'm not being Matzliach? Why is it that I'm not into it? Why is it that I'm not jumping out of bed? That I'm not excited to serve the Borei Olam? I'm not feeling it. What is it? What's the Nekuda, Rabbeisai? Why? What's interfering with me approaching the right approach, the right mindset for tefillah, for mitzvahs, for coming into Seder, for understanding what an opportunity I have to delve into the Borei Olam's Torah, whether I chap or I don't chap? Why? Why is it not feeding me? Why is it not serving me? Because it's me! Because there's an ego! Because there's an approach of what's in it for me! And Rabbeisai, we live in a generation that this idea of what's in it for me and the ego infiltrates into our Avodas Hashem because it's so around us in the culture that we live in. The me movement, we've spoken about it, Rabbi Issa. It's all me. It's all let's take the selfie. It's all about us. It's all about what we can get. And now we think, why? Why is all this happening? Why? Because it's not the way it's supposed to be. Tefillah is not supposed to be about an ATM. Tefillah is not supposed to be about what I can get out of it. We're here, ultimately, Rabbeisai, to serve the Borei Olam. To do what His will wants, and not necessarily because we're going to understand always. And we're not going to necessarily have answers to our kashas. But you have to recognize that there's a matzav and there's a level that I noichi, that I interferes with your avodas Hashem. Hello, Davaru, Rabbi Yisrael, like I said a few months back. You think that it's not hashkocha after such a word of the Baal Shem Tov, that I noichi, that the I, that the ego is what interferes with your panim v'fanim, your connection with the Borei Olam. And could lead to a chet ha'egel, and could now interfere with the whole process of the Kabbalah HaTorah on how clear and vivid it will be, is because of what the Baal Shem Tov said, Anoichi, Anoichi, Oimed Beini Uveinechem. When you live in a generation of the iWatch, of the iPad, of the iPhone, of the I this and the I that and the I do and the I why. I. Maybe there's an akud here that talks to us. Maybe there's something here that we can glean from, that we can grow from. Maybe there's an element of truth to what the Rebbe Mikashmir said, to what the Rishoner said. That a person could take the same experience, that same Maimed Har Sinai, and it could either lead to what? Solicha, the Kabbalah Slucha Shneis, or it could be what? L'sasa L'cha Pesach. When you're competing with the Borei Olam, when you're driven and you're up against that experience of Kabbalah Hashras Hashchina, of being present in front of the Borei Olam, when the Anoichi Oimed is competing with the Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha, and the Anoichi is not clear. Which Anoichi? Is it Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha? Is there a real acceptance of Maimon Har Sinai, of doing whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom wants because He said so and no other reason? You could fold up all the Wondus, all the Torah, Rabbeisai,
Says the Gemara, Makis bo Chabakuk ve midah malachas. You want cliff notes? You don't want to read the book for class or by say? I'll give you the cliff notes of the Torah. You don't even have to watch a YouTube video. I'll tell it to you right now. It's one word, Anoichi. And it's also the source of the doubt. Because there is a competing Anoichi. Like the Baal Shem. Loisase lecha pesel? Or it could be psol lecha. So easy, Rabbi Yisai. So simple. It's just two letters. Where do you put it? You put it before the word psol, or you put it afterwards. And that can change your life. Every matzah, every issue, every dilemma, every struggle. Let's get to the root. Before we figure out the medication, before we figure out how to treat the illness, the doctor has to analyze and look at the x-rays and looks at the CAT scans and understand what is really at the root of all this. Where's the lacha? What's competing with what? What's the focus? What's the drive? Rabbi Yisai, Kaparas Cheta Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu saving Klal Yisrael came from one phrase. Mecheni na misifrecha. We'll throw it all away. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm introducing a new avodah. It's called Hispanus. I do not matter. You matter. That was the path that the Kapara and the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman and the second Luchas HaBris and the stage that we are today is all because of that statement, that Hadracha, and that new approach. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm not saying this is easy. It's not simple. But it's important to highlight. It's important to call out. Because ultimately, we're trying to fish. And a lot of times, we're trying to figure out why. Why I'm not into it. Why I'm not excited. Why I'm not driven. And sometimes we have to ask, well, why are you here? Why are you doing all this? What is your Kabbalah Satoyer? What is your Maamid Har Sinai? What is your existence about? How do you approach to? How do you approach Avodah? How do you approach your creation in this world? Is it Netzadas Dikamaisa? Or is it a Maamid Har Sinai Dikamaisa? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal Yisrael, perhaps if you would have stayed with that focus of Panim al Panim, and you wouldn't have distracted yourself, and there wouldn't have been intermediaries, which ultimately, says the Baal Shem Tov, was about Anoichi, that I can't handle this, that's too intense, right? It's too in your face. But what was that about? Because I had another agenda. Because I had another interest. I had another drop. I had something else. I, what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, in Cheda Egel, was not classic Avodah Zarah. It was what? Does anyone know Rabbi Yisai? It wasn't classic Avodah Zarah. What does the Gemara call it? They weren't really Avodah Zarah. They didn't started bowing down to an idol. What did they violate, Rabbi Yisai? It's called Shituf. Shituf, which means God can have a partner. God can have a partner, Rabbi Yisai. You'll be upstairs. We'll do your frum thing, right? We'll make sure to follow all the mitzvahs. We're going to be Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Kashrus. We're going to do the whole things. And for the Shidduch resume, it's a good family and things are good. But yeah, what, Rabbi? But you're going to have a Shutuf, okay? I'll control that. The business, I got. Okay? The community, I got. I'm going to play by my rules. Right, how I act and interact with the people around me. That's my bylaws. We have a partnership. Gibaldi, 50-50, geschmack. You'll be a CEO, I'll be a CEO. It's great. It's geschmack. We'll be fine. That was the problem. It wasn't outright Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Samach Gimel, look it up. Shutfus. Shutfus. There's an Anoichi with an Anoichi. There's an I, there's an ego, there's a me, there's a selfie. And not so much selfless. And not so much Anochi Hashem Elokech, detracts from the Anochi Hashem Elokech. Halo Dovru. Moshe Rabbeinu, in saying the statement before Maimon Har Sinai, that you know we could have had communication ponim al ponim, but you decided not so. What does that mean? It means I wanted to separate between there and here. It means let's be partners, but not, let's not actually totally nullify ourselves and tell ourselves that we're here just to serve HaKadosh Baruch. That means with the kashas, it means with the lack of clarity, it means with the korbanos, it means with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and also not in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. It means Torah is nitzchi. It means this is the job. And it means what the Rabbeinu Shalom goes on to say to the Moshe Rabbeinu. And don't think, after Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hareini ne'as kvaydecha, tzadik v'ralo, how do you explain all these things? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Ponai lo yiro, you're not going to have the answers. Not from this world, not from this vantage point. Okay? You're not going to be a shutuf that now you understand everything. Anochi Hashem Elokech. We have a question when we read this parsha and when we read the Chet HaEgel and Maimed Har Sinai that relates to us, Rabbi Yisai, on a very personal level. I'm speaking to myself. Any mitzvah that I approach, any day that I wake up, and any tefillah that I have the opportunity to speak to the Borei Olam, all the challenges that we face in our lives, where do I put the lecha? Is it first, or is it afterwards? When I'm trying to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm trying to serve God, which ultimately all of us will say, Rabbi Yisai, we want to serve Hashem. But where is the Anoichi? Is the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? Or is the Anoichi Oimid Beini Uveinich? The I, the ego, the personal drives. Is that what's making my decisions? And is that what's navigating my life? But Rabbi Yisai, I think this Vart, this approach, this Pella, that the same exact letters and phrases could be menakotz el akotz, can be a source that leads to avodah zarah, or can be the highest points in our lives. It all has to be, what's the target? What's driving? What's the impetus? In every single matzah, you could be doing the right thing, but if it's anoichi oimed beinechem, so it's not going to sustain itself. It's not going to carry through. It's not going to last. You know, often you have Rabbi Yisai guys that are on the high, and then they flip back hard. What's it a riot to? Fundamentally, that Maimed Har Sinai, there was something lacking there. There might have been a little bit of shituf at that Maimed Har Sinai. There might have been of something that wasn't grounded, that wasn't founded. Anoichi Hashem Elokech was not exactly Anoichi Hashem Elokech. It was also Anoichi Oimed Beini Uveinich. Vesasa Lecha Pesa was not so much Psal Lecha. The Lecha came before. And Memela, sometimes the highest they go, it's a Pella. I've spoken to parents about it. Why is it, you know, you would think he got so high, you know, you would come back in the middle. No, sometimes it goes the other way. I've seen it. I remember guys in my yeshiva. Guys were like, wow, when I was in yeshiva with them, whoa. Like, I was, like, even nervous to talk to them. These guys were, like, the best in the best. Then they came down. They mamish total reverse. Why? Shaila is why. We have to ask ourselves sometimes why. What are we doing at the moments? At the Maimed Har Sinai. And that, to me, might be a possible approach to our parsha. You know, you have, it's incredible. You have the highest point. You have the most amazing, you know, adventure. You know, they were bringing in all the bands, all the amplifiers, all the music. They were investing so much money for the greatest moment in Klal Yisrael's history. And what happened? It became the worst moment in Klal Yisrael's history. Hayitochein. Let it be, I don't know, when they're meeting Amalek. Let that be the moment, the worst place in history. Punkt. Mamish under the chuppah. Hagam lichweish as Amalka yimim babayis. Here. Like, what's that? Like, okay, Klai Yisrael, they had their downfalls. They had their chedem aragu. The Pell over here is like what we were anticipating. Mamish went the reverse way. And that's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom teaches us. Yeah. Because it's got to be for the right reasons. It's got to be without you. And that can really detract in a total reversal type way your whole Maimon Har Sinai experience. And you could say that you want the Torah right now, but ultimately, you're really looking to be a Shem. And says the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's how it is. I'm not interested in that relationship. That's not why I created the world. Yeah, he's the boss. He decides. And he cares about you. But we have to care about him. He focuses on you, and we have to focus on him. And it shouldn't be Ava Tulibadah. And it shouldn't be a love that, Rabbeinu Shalom, if you take care of me, I'll take care of you. Or I'm going to give you a tefillah, but make sure that by mincha time, you know, this package is going to be here. No, he just wants that connection. And it shouldn't be dependent on anything else. It shouldn't be predicated off of lecha, li, anoichi. And then I can listen to anoichi Hashem Elokech. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't say that. He starts anoichi Hashem Elokech. Zehu. It's sometimes hard. It's hard to accept. It's a hard message. But I think ultimately, Rebbeinu said, we know it's true. We know it's true. And there's so often that our chisronos, our slip-ups, our downfalls mimic exactly what happens to Klal Yisrael in this parasha of Kisis. There's so many real live examples, everybody said, that we know that actually on a global level, you know, and on a national level, rather, was what Klal Yisrael experienced in this week's parasha. We need to learn from our Rebbe, Moshe Rabbi. Sometimes the culture around us, the selfies, you know, it's like normal. It's like normal. Like, would you be surprised? Like, okay, maybe it's a little abnormal. A person like walking down a chuppah, like Mamish takes out a phone and takes a selfie. Like, you're at the chuppah! Yes. Everyone's waiting around you for the chuppah, for the gemara's party, for the kallah to come down. You're the brother.
Selfie.
This is loisasa l'cho pesel. L'cho is coming before it. This could be my Maimon Har Sinai. And you're focused on your shutus. Rabbeisai, it's so much harder in this generation because it's such a davar pashit. It always has to be for me. Now, this is not chas v'sholom to put a person's self-esteem down and to not think about his godless. Everybody said that's for another shmooze. Obviously, I'm not trying to think that everyone should think of themselves as low. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. But what's the drive? What's the ultimate goal when you know that you have koiches and the Rebbeinu Shalom granted you those koiches and you're now mekabel pikadon and you received the gift from the Borei Olam? So now what? So who are you serving? That's the kasha. The why, not the what. Avada, you guys have godless in each and every one of you. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave you those kaychas. But that's the point. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave you those kaychas. To take them and to serve him with those kaychas. Not to serve me. Not to serve me. And ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, when we realize that, in all of our pursuits, in our lives, and we keep this fundamental parsha of where Klal Yisrael were going and where they ended up, I think that will help resolve many of our issues, many of our dilemmas, many of our struggles. And the Borei Olam relates to us in this generation. If you look deep into this parsha, into the phrases of the Zutz Parsha, into the Yesodus of what the Baal Shem what the Rishoner, what all these Gedolim were saying, it really relates to our struggles in such a vivid and real way. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll take the messages of this week's parasha. We'll take the message that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is communicating to us in 2021 in Tavshin Pei Aleph, that is so much more relevant than maybe in any other year. Now with the culture that we live in and the generation that we live in, and Mirtz Hashem Rabbeisai, we'll recognize it. We'll be honest with ourselves. We'll be true to our tafkid, and we'll come out of this in the strongest way possible, as the greatest Ovdei Hashem, and as accepting the Adnus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any shutzus, without any anuch.